I have no doubt the most popular premier in this country for a long time was the former New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. Now, today in New South Wales, there'll be four by-elections being held that have all come about triggered by her resignation last year. How do you replace a woman so popular as Gladys Berejiklian? Well, Dominic Perrottet, New South Wales, is doing his best as Premier. And my next guest is going to try and do it locally in the seat of Willoughby in Sydney. His name is Tim James. He is the Liberal candidate and he joins me on the program. Tim, thank you for your time.
Oh, Clinton, great to be with you. Thanks for your time.
Big ask. You're replacing a woman who was loved, not just in Willoughby, but I've got to say right across the country.
Absolutely right. I'm extremely conscious that they are big shoes to fill. And every day on the campaign trail in recent weeks, I've heard across the Willoughby community just how much respect and support and appreciation there has been and is for Gladys. And that's 2 decades of diligence and care and really hard work. And naturally, I hope that I can continue to that. Can continue to deliver just that, and I know I have big shoes to fill.
Your pre-selection for the Liberal Party, I've got to say to me, was a little surprising in some sections of the party. I know that people within the party from the very top were very keen for a woman to replace Gladys Berejiklian. How do you respond to that suggestion that, look, it should have been a female running in this seat?
Clinton, it was an open, high-quality, professional and really democratic pre-selection, the first plebiscite, in fact, for the party in Willoughby. So more local people got to have their say. And ultimately, the local pre-selectors made their choice. I stood up, as did 2 great local women mm-hmm. who I know and respect, and we all stood up and conveyed our views and our values and our vision for Willoughby, and obviously it's a great privilege that they chose me to be their Liberal candidate.
Now, the Labor Party's not running in this seat. They're running in the 3 other by-elections that are being held today, but they're not running in Willoughby. Does that make it easy for you?
Oh, look, I'm not taking anything for granted. Labor's decision not to run is obviously for them to explain as they see fit, but there are good quality candidates. There are 6 people in the field, and I don't take it lightly at all. It's not some sort of certainty or given, and I've been out working extremely hard for every single vote in recent weeks.
Just lastly, Tim, and I do appreciate your time, but on polling day, because it must be a little bit nerve-wracking, is it a bit frustrating to you that there'll be a lot of postal votes today that even in what should be a safe seat for the Liberal Party, that you might not actually get a result tonight?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we won't be able to, with absolute certainty, declare the outcome. The Electoral Commission will be receiving and still counting those postal ballots until the 25th of February. But I'm hopeful we will see, and of course it's in the hands of the good people of Willoughby, but I'm hopeful that we'll see a trend and some good numbers that would allow us to be able to say that we're confident of holding on to the seat. And I hope that the good people of Willoughby will indeed take such a view.
Well, I'd imagine that people in Willoughby who are voting this morning in a few hours' time are just hoping the polling booths are still operating, offering a sausage sizzle. Because I know during COVID, this has been a bit of an issue that there haven't been sausage sizzles on some polling days.
Well, I know how much the democracy sausage, as it's affectionately called, means to voters. I'm keen to get amongst it myself, I can assure you, and I certainly hope that across schools and churches in this community, there'll be plenty on offer.
You've got big shoes to fill, Tim. No doubt we will see you in New South Wales Parliament because it is a fairly safe Liberal seat, but big shoes to fill replacing the former Premier Gladys Berejiklian. We wish you the best of luck. Thank you, Tim.
Great pleasure. Thanks a lot, Clinton. All the best.
Tim James, Liberal candidate for Willoughby.